In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. It is Thursday today, the 6th of June, 2019. The Church celebrates the Feast of St. Norbert, Bishop. You are listening to Catholic Meditation with me, Father Blessed. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. O God, who made the Bishop St. Norbert a servant of your Church, outstanding in his prayer and pastoral zeal, grant, we ask, that by the help of his intercession, the flock of the faithful may always find shepherds after your own heart and be fed in the pastures of salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 22, verse 30, and chapter 23, verses 6 to 11. The Gospel is taken from St. John, chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. I read from the Gospel. I pray not only for these, but also for those who through their teaching will come to believe in me. May they all be one. Just as, Father, you are in me and I am in you, so that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe it was you who sent me. I have given them the glory you gave to me, that they may be one as we are one. With me in them and you in me, may they be so perfected in unity that the world will recognize that it was you who sent me and that you have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they may always see my glory which you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Father, upright one, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. I have made your name known to them and will continue to make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them and so that I may be in them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be united in faith and in Christ. Let us be united in faith and in Christ. Dear friends, we come again to this beautiful priestly prayer of Jesus. Jesus prays for unity of all believers, those who believe in his name, those who believe in his doctrine, those who believe in his word. In a word, he prays for unity, not only for and among his apostles, but also for all those who will come to believe in him through their teaching. Father, Jesus prays, may they be one as you and I are one. What is this unity or oneness for which Christ prays? It is unity in belief. It is unity in faith, unity in his person. There is one Lord, there is one faith, there is one baptism, one God who is Father of us all. Unity and oneness, beloved, does not mean we all fall under the same umbrella or under one church, but that in our different churches, as long as we are Christians, we remain united in faith and in Christ. Let us preach one doctrine, and that doctrine is Jesus Christ crucified. Let us all have one destination, and that destination is heaven. By way of analogy, there are different schools, many the world over, with different uniforms, yet they all teach what is within the syllabus, and their students all write the same common GCE, JAM, WAEC, or final exam. So the common denominator is the common exam they write and the same material they study, though they do so from different schools. There are different routes to heaven. Our common denominator is that we all want heaven, and Jesus has taught us to love God and our neighbor. This is what will take us to heaven. So whether Catholic or Protestant or Baptist, let us preach Christ. It will be different if we do not preach Christ and if our destination is not heaven. So long as we preach Christ and have heaven as our goal, it doesn't really matter, Catholic or Protestant or Baptist, so long as we are Christians, we have one destination and we have one purpose. Let us be united in faith and in Christ. Unfortunately, this unity among Christian churches is still far-fetched because most of them spend their time, instead of preaching Christ and his doctrine of love of God and neighbor and focus on helping their faithful enter heaven, they rather spend their time criticizing one another. The Catholic Church especially comes under attack often. For me, as an individual, I think it's a market or business strategy. Those who criticize and attack the Catholic Church are simply seeking more members. How does spending all your time criticizing other schools, how their teachers don't teach, how their students' uniforms are not attractive, how their teachers spend their time saying and teaching things that are not necessary, how will those things help your own students pass their final exam? We have left the essence and we hang on accidents. Does the Catholic Church preach another gospel other than what Jesus himself gave us, other than which Christ gave us, other than that which is found in the Bible? See how we have abandoned the gospel and we are fighting and destroying one another, and the devil has used that to get into us and to destroy us. Has Christ been divided? And just how our Christians have carried this fight and criticisms. See how Christians spend time, lots of time, criticizing one church over the other rather than loving their neighbors. This is religious racism if you do not know it. Racism is not only about color, blacks and whites. So if you, as a Christian, if you cannot offer a cup of water to someone because he belongs to a different church, I tell you, you won't enter heaven. If you cannot offer a plate of food to someone who is hungry because they come from a different church, I tell you, you will not make heaven. Let me ask you, will only those who attend your church make heaven? Dear friends, God will not judge us on where we worshipped, but how well we kept his laws. There is no question in any public final exam I have seen that asks you or the candidates to explain how your school is better than the others, 25 marks. Not at all. This antagonism even shows itself in subtle yet racist ways, with two individuals intending to marry from different churches. We find one, especially the men, literally forcing the women without dialogue and understanding to move over to their side. It should be a matter of free will and choice. It is not even necessary because they can have a mixed marriage. But if they decide to, for the good of the family, it should be out of free will, and the move can be either way, man moving over or woman moving over. The Catholic Church has kick-started this move to unity. Every year, 18th to the 25th of January, is Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. It also has the movement of ecumenism, bringing Christian churches together in ecumenical services. Father, keep us united and true to your name. May they all be one as Jesus and his Father are one. It is not about where we worship, it is about what we worship. It is about the doctrine, it is about what Christ has taught us. Love God and love your neighbor. That is the basic. If we do not love God and we do not love our neighbor, no matter who we are, no matter where we worship, we will not make heaven. God's good people, Christians, let us be united. Unity and love will conquer our world. We go to church, we call ourselves Christians, yet Christians kill Christians. What is the difference, therefore? Unless we learn to be united, unless we learn to know that we are all sons and daughters of the same Heavenly Father, it doesn't matter where we worship. If we cannot have these basics, then our world will never change. Then we'll continue to sing the same song, and Christians will continue to kill one another. Let us love one another. Let us be united, because Jesus has prayed for that unity. As Christians, we fall under the same umbrella. There is one Lord, there is one faith, there is one baptism, there is one God who is Father of us all. Lord Jesus, keep us true to you. Keep us true to your name. Keep us united in faith and in you. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.